Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming Supreme Court upholds meth bust after traffic stop in Gillette. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Wyoming Supreme Court has ruled that a Campbell County deputy acted lawfully when he stopped a Gillette man and later called in a drug dog, leading to a methamphetamine bust. Cowboy State Daily reported the case involves 36-year-old Andrew Boyer, who was pulled over in August 2023 after making what a deputy described as a premature right-hand turn at a Gillette intersection. A dispatcher also mistakenly reported that Boyer's driver's license was invalid. During the stop, a canine unit alerted to Boyer's car. Deputies then discovered syringes, meth, and other drug paraphernalia. Boyer was sentenced to 2 to 4 years in prison for the meth charges. He is also serving an additional 8 to 14 years for first-degree arson in a separate case. The High Court ruled the traffic stop and subsequent search were lawful, noting the deputy had reasonable suspicion to initiate the stop. The decision reaffirms that mistakes made by officers, if reasonable, do not automatically invalidate a stop under the Fourth Amendment. Governor Gordon issues emergency declaration in response to wildfires. Governor Mark Gordon has declared a statewide emergency as multiple wildfires continue to burn across Wyoming. The order will allow the state to access additional federal firefighting resources and, if needed, activate members of the Wyoming National Guard to assist with suppression and support. The latest blaze, the Red Canyon Fire, as of 5 p.m. Monday evening, has scorched more than 107,000 acres since it was sparked by lightning on August 13th. The fire has forced evacuations and is threatening homes and property across Hot Springs, Washakie, and Fremont counties. Meanwhile, the Spring Creek Fire near Ten Sleep has burned about 3,500 acres, and the Sleeper Ranch Fire near Meteetse has consumed more than 20,000 acres. On Friday, FEMA approved federal aid for the Red Canyon Fire, covering up to 75% of eligible firefighting costs. Governor Gordon says protecting Wyoming communities remains the state's top priority. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.